Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Why are so many people sailing at half mast these days? Worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long? They don't even remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore. Too many individuals suffer from a condition. It's a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Well, unfortunately, for too many of them, they don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. Now, you're probably familiar with the multitude of antioxidants on the market today. News of their many benefits has been displayed for years. In fact, even the most conservative of medical journals are now extolling the virtues of these antioxidants. And the antioxidants you're undoubtedly most acquainted with are probably vitamin C, which is known as a water-soluble antioxidant, and vitamin E, which is a fat-soluble antioxidant. Now, these two antioxidants are really the most important players in our continual battle with these very damaging chemical reactions that take place. And by the way, the majority of these chemical reactions take place within our very own bodies, right at the root of where we actually create 93% of our energy production. The problem is that the body needs a lot more than only two antioxidants. Now, many nutritional researchers believe that dietary antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E, unlike natural antioxidants that are actually produced within our body by our cells, may not actually be able to protect your cells where they're really hit the hardest, and that's where we house our delicate DNA, our blueprints. Having said this, there's very little debate over the ability of naturally derived dietary antioxidants to offer protection to virtually all parts of your cells, including the nucleus where the DNA actually lives. It's thereby believed that the best way to enhance the body's overall antioxidant potential is by consuming antioxidants that are obviously derived from nature in their purest form. And these are found in some of the most powerful plant nutrients we call phytonutrients. Anything else at this point, by the way, is nothing more than a guessing game. And that's exactly what I'm saying here. People can go out and buy an antioxidant formulation, but if it's not 100% from plant source, we don't really understand exactly what we're doing. The reason we need a mixture of these natural antioxidants found within the plant kingdom is because the combination of nutrients in these foods offers the greatest protection to your cells. And nothing, and I do mean nothing, imparts overall protection to your cells like antioxidants that are created by none other than Mother Nature. Nature always works in synergy, never in isolation. And this is a lesson we need to learn in order to create abundant health and vitality. And we can learn a great deal from tribes around the world that have never heard of things like prescription meds. But instead, they actually use nature as their medicine. Today on Transforming Health, we're talking about nature's most incredible medicines. Today's guest is the author of 14 books on natural medicines from around the world. He has appeared as a guest expert on over 1,500 radio programs and more than 500 television shows worldwide, including Dr. Oz, ABC, 2020, CBS, NBC, PBS, CNN, MSNBC, and the list goes on. He's a researcher who has trekked to over 20 countries in search of botanical medicines with proven efficacy. Please welcome the one and only Chris Killam, a.k.a. the Medicine Hunter. Chris, how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm feeling great, Brad. Thanks for that terrific intro. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, this is long overdue, and you and I had a very brief conversation off air, and as I mentioned to you, and I don't even know if you were aware of this, you and I have been at probably two or three of the exact same health shows where we've both been speakers, but we haven't, you know, we haven't sat in on each other's lectures, and we never even met face-to-face, and here we are finally, and I have this incredible opportunity to interview one of the world's, I think one of the world's greatest researchers on these botanical medicines. So, Chris, I want to get right into it. You've just come back from a visit to the Kuna Indians off the coast of Panama, and I want you to start off with telling us, you know, why did you go and visit the Kuna Indians, and what can we learn from this incredible tribe?
Well, the Kuna native people are indigenous to the northern Panama area and to the islands, and they've come to the attention of sort of more people because, as it turns out, that they have freakishly low rates of heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, diabetes, and other potentially fatal diseases. So they're really a medical anomaly. And at the same time, they consume more cocoa, so the substance that we use to make chocolate, than any population of people in the world. They consume on average about 4 or 5 cups of cocoa a day, almost all of it entirely without milk because they can't afford milk and don't have refrigeration. Mostly without refined sugar, though sometimes with refined sugar, but they don't typically have that either. And these people have been pretty well researched by different doctors from Harvard, including a man named Dr. Norman Hollenberg. So to kind of bring all of that to the fore, I got involved with a cocoa project and went down to see the Kuna people to understand the role that cocoa plays in their lives. It's very well established now through the medical work that's been done with these people that their high consumption of cocoa, so the basic ingredient of chocolate, is the reason that they have this unusual cardiovascular health, even though they're very poor and they lack a lot of the basics, you know, running water,
right,
electricity, all of that.
So Chris, tell us about the cocoa, because, you know, I was in South America, and for the first time I actually held a cocoa pod and tasted the fruit of the cocoa, and it was unlike anyone could possibly ever imagine unless you've actually held this and looked at the fruit, which is actually white. Tell us about this. Tell us about the origins of cocoa and, you know, how we create this incredible thing that the majority of the population has learned to love, and it starts out as nothing that even resembles that finished product.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Cocoa pods are like little grooved footballs, and they grow right off the trunks and main branches of the cacao trees. It's cacao is the tree, and cacao is the pod, and cocoa is the beans that come out of it. I don't know who came up with that, but in any case, you cut open these pods, these fruit pods that are, as I said, like little footballs, and inside you have what we know as cocoa beans. They're completely surrounded by this white mass, this fruity mass, that is pretty tasty. And if you've had that experience of cutting a ripe cocoa pod off a tree and opening it, you can suck on that fruit. And the curious thing about the cocoa beans is that they don't really have any significant taste of any kind at all when they're raw. They're just kind of chalky, and they don't really do anything. But once you take those and you ferment them for about 4 days, and then you dry them in the sun, and then you lightly roast them and get the little shells off, they transform into this aromatic, flavorful stuff that we know as the makings of chocolate. And
now, Chris, you know, it's always amazed me. I think a lot of people are really astounded by how we discover these things. Because, I mean, you look at coffee consumption in North America, and I don't, you know, people drink more coffee than they actually drink water. You'd think the human body was comprised primarily of coffee or even caffeine, and yet very few people realize there's an actual coffee fruit. It's you know, how did we discover the coffee bean? How did we get from this incredible tart fruit in this cacao plant to the actual beans? Where did we learn to actually eat the actual seeds or beans rather than just eat the fruit?
Well, you know, this stuff originated from the Amazon rainforest, and it's probably the case that some native person or persons who was familiar with, you know, growing seeds came upon a wild cacao pod and opened it up and said, huh, some seeds, you know, I'll plant these. And that was probably the humble origin of what we know as, you know, cocoa plantations today. I suspect that's how it went. And then, you know, cocoa spread up into Mexico, and eventually it was discovered by Europeans who came over as conquistadores, and that's a whole other story. But what people do with these plants and what we've done with cocoa beans is we tinker endlessly. If you look at the history of cocoa, it has taken at least, 1,500 years to perfect what we know today as chocolate.
Right.
And all of the stages, the figuring out to ferment it, the figuring out to dry it, the knowing to roast it lightly so you can get off the thin little shells that cling to the nibs, which are the part inside, you know. I mean, for the longest time, the early Maya of Mexico used to take just that cocoa and grind it up and mix it up with water, just stir it up until it was frothy and drink it like that. The Kuna people that I mentioned to you take a pot of water, they throw in a whole lot of bananas because they can get access to bananas. Bananas are cheap. They boil those for a long time until the bananas basically break down, and they mash them up. They take a massive amount of this freshly ground cocoa beans, throw it into that, cook it and cook it and cook it, and eventually strain this through a little gourd with holes in it, and they've got their homemade cocoa, you know.
And the bananas would obviously add sweetness to something that would otherwise be extremely bitter, right?
Yes, yes. Although I have to say, you know, you kind of get, it's not hard to get used to bitter hot cocoa, but I agree with you. The bananas add sweetness, they replace sugar. You know, one of the things that has happened with cocoa that's very exciting is that we realize, I mean, I would put it
Chris,
this
Chris,
way.
Let's just hold it there. We're going to go to our first break. When we come back, let's talk about all of these incredible health benefits. I mean, there's cardiovascular,
yep.
There's antidepressive energy, and we're not talking about energy associated with the stimulants that are naturally found in cocoa, but we're talking about the natural energy supportive effects. There's even brain effects. We're going to talk about all these when we come back with more of Transforming Health and Chris Killam, the Medicine Hunter. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie and Todd Allen. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way, with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie and Todd Allen bring you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another fascinating show today. Nature's medicines, that's what we're talking about. And just to digress for a second here, if you haven't already done so, please go into Facebook and click on Transforming Health with Brad King. Join that page because you'll get all sorts of updates on the upcoming shows. You'll be able to ask questions, get your questions answered, and we also give away all sorts of coupons and prizes based on various products and ways in which you can get in touch with the guests that we have on the show and what they have available to you. You know, we've been told by our mothers, and they in turn by their mothers, to eat our fruits and vegetables. And now, according to numerous studies that can no longer be ignored, by the way, if you want to rev up your cellular engines, if you want to burn body fat, if you want to increase energy, and even turn back the clock, biologically speaking, guess what? You should have heeded your mother's advice. Naturally growing organic fruits, vegetables, herbs, spices, all of these plants contain special plant chemicals, which we call phytonutrients, of which, by the way, tens of thousands have been discovered so far. Now, phytonutrients are part of the immune system in plants. Essentially, they protect them from injury, disease, insects, poisons, and environmental threats such as pollution, drought, excessive heat, and overexposure to even things like the sun's ultraviolet rays. Just as these powerful compounds have the ability to protect the very plants they come from, the compounds, in turn, have been shown to help boost our immunity, help to increase our brain function, and help to reduce arterial plaque, and that's just to name a few, possibly by enhancing our natural innate antioxidant defense system, which aids in our body's ability to repair itself more effectively, and in the process also age a lot slower. In fact, pharmaceutical researchers from India and Germany have discovered that a specific class of these nutrients called flavonoids may have the ability to protect the brain from memory deficit disorders that are associated with aging. And yes, I'm even talking about diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. Please welcome back a researcher who has trekked to over 20 countries in search of botanical medicines with proven efficacy. We have Chris Killam, a.k.a. the Medicine Hunter. Chris, we spoke about cocoa a bit at the beginning. You started talking about a little bit of the origins of cocoa. Let's get into some of the incredible research that's available, especially over the last 10 years or so. These researchers have discovered numerous health benefits, you know, the cardiovascular mood enhancement. You know, they even think that perhaps cocoa may be one of the most powerful antidepressants that has ever been discovered. Tell us about these, please.
Well, I'd like to start out by saying two things about this, Brad. One, that, you know, in the race to find ultimate superfruits, cocoa is the end of the line. Cocoa is that magical, yes, it's the most concentrated, the most protective, the best ORAC value, all of that. Cocoa is the ultimate, in terms of its nutritional and protective power, it's probably the second healthiest thing you can put in your body after water. And the second thing I would say about it is that if cocoa were a medicine, if it had been developed by somebody, that person would win the Nobel Prize. We have had under our noses one of the most profoundly beneficial life-saving agents of all time. If you look at the cardioprotective properties of cocoa that we were talking about with the Kuna, the low rates of heart attack, stroke, and high blood pressure, you're looking in the United States right now at about 830,000 Americans who die every year from those conditions.
Right.
What if you could save a third of them? What if you could save a couple hundred thousand people by getting them to take cocoa in any of a variety of forms?
Chris, let's just define this, because there's always going to be those individuals that are looking for the easy out, the people that will go to their local convenience store and, you know, never mind the brand, but they'll buy their favorite chocolate bar, which really does not impart any of the benefits we're talking about. So differentiate, what are we really looking for when we talk about healthy chocolate?
I think we're actually looking at three classes of products. I think we're looking at pure, like certified organic cocoa powder. So in other words, where you go to a Whole Foods, you go to a natural food store, and there's Rapunzel or Dagoba or something, and it's certified organic, and it is fair trade cocoa powder.
So is that 100% cocoa?
Yeah, and okay. That's what you want. That's going to be the absolute El Ultimo cocoa you can consume. Then you've got two other options out there, though, that are really excellent. You also have very dark, again, certified organic chocolate, say over 70% cocoa solids, and this is a kind of a cool thing, and I'm directly involved with this, you also have now this emergence of high flavanol cocoa-based supplements. So you've got this range of choices. You know, not everybody's going to take a tablespoon of cocoa powder and put it in a blender every day, but
right.
You could, and that will give you massive protective energy.
Okay, so Chris, let's use me as an example. I have a big sweet tooth. I probably represent maybe over 50% of the population, I would imagine, who also have very big sweet tooths. So having said that, I still, you know, I don't go and buy your commercial chocolate bars. When I go into a health food store, I do look for dark chocolate, but I have trouble eating over 70%. I usually like between 55 and 60. Am I getting any benefit from eating a 55 to 60% cocoa?
You are absolutely getting benefit from eating cocoa, period. But here's the thing that companies like Mars and Hershey's and a company that I'm working with called Reservage Organics, they're all looking at how do you say to a person, have your one-third of a whatever kind of chocolate bar you like every day, unless you're diabetic, let's say. But also, take high flavanol cocoa-based supplements. We see Mars with their Cocovia. They've got this incredible patent around this thing, but they're trying to position that as, you know, really the answer to how do you get a massive amount of the goodies with a little bit of material.
Right.
Hershey's has teamed up with Honest Tea, and they've got a functional cocoa beverage out there, and that's very cool. I think we'll see a lot more of those.
But Chris, when we talk about I want to define this for the listener right now. When we talk about these patents, you know, you and I have been involved with formulation, so we understand how these patents work. A lot of people may not understand them. So, for instance, a lot of these are really information patents, whereas, you know, I can go out, I can research the heart benefits of chocolate, and I can patent that, and then nobody can make the same type of claim. That doesn't mean that another cocoa manufacturer out there can't supply something that does the same type of thing within our body. Can you just touch on that?
Well, the whole patent thing is really complex, but the short version is that in the case of Mars, for example, their patent is so broad that it involves the use of certain knowledge, it involves extraction, concentration. I mean, they have a massive firewall around themselves because they want to be the, you know, cocoa health product and cocoa medicine company. And, you know, it's been a challenge with this group of products that I've been working with, Cocoa Well, to stay out of the line of fire, if
right.
you will, of this massive thing that Mars has. And I think that products like Cocoa Well and what's going on with Hershey's and others will challenge and hopefully at least somewhat erode the... I mean, basically, Mars has in fact gotten a patent that gives them extremely broad ownership of the uses of healthy cocoa.
You see, and the interesting thing is, as I was mentioning to you off the air, I formulated a product called Ultimate Calorie Burn, which has a form, an extract of cocoa that's patented called chocamine. And chocamine's patent is around the cognitive effects, the brain effects of chocolate. And because, you know, as you said, there's some of these other giants out there where you can't touch any of that information, but you can go out and you can own a different domain of that. And as you know, there are some real unbelievable brain-enhancing effects of chocolate.
Well,
can you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, people have been tinkering with their brain soup with chocolate for all time. And, you know, we see this. Chocolate is a powerful serotonin booster. So it actually, you know, increases the concentration in the brain of probably our most important feel-good chemical. Chocolate is rich in PEA, the substance phenethylamine, which actually causes us to somewhat reproduce the brain chemistry of falling in love, which is probably
right.
why chocolate's been a gift between lovers.
So is that why women choose chocolate over men the majority of the time?
Well, I think the thing is that, you know, men often aren't good bargains and chocolate is reliable, but you know, but then chocolate also contains the methyl xanthines. I'm talking caffeine, theophylline, and theobromine.
Right.
Not in huge quantities, but they're mood modifying too, in a real positive way. And chocolate contains anandamide, which is actually a cannabinoid. This is one of the types of ingredients that you'd find in cannabis, for example. We manufacture this same substance in our brains, and it also shows up in cocoa. It's a mood enhancer, gives a global sense of well-being.
If so talk about a natural high.
But more than that, if you look at, I mean, I'm sure you're up on this, about 5 years ago, the Journal of the American Medical Association published a broad, sweeping analysis of all the known antidepressants on the market today and concluded that they were all no more effective than sugar pills.
Absolutely.
And when you look at cocoa, this is one of the reasons that I'm so interested. I mean, I'm a dedicated chocolate lover. I'm not going to stop eating chocolate. But one of the reasons I'm interested in, like, high flavanol cocoa products overall is that I think many people who suffer mood disorders, who do deal with mild to moderate depression, who are, you know, coping with mental fog, you know, low mental energy.
Too many individuals.
Yeah, they can and they will get a boost from
absolutely.
Cocoa that's really
Chris,
beneficial.
Let's pick this up when we come back. We're going to go out for the midway break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about chocolate, everything you've wanted to know about chocolate, but perhaps didn't know how to ask, or maybe were afraid to ask. At the same time, don't worry, we will get into some of the most incredible discoveries from around the world. If we have time, we're going to talk about male and female specific botanicals, and even natural discoveries that can help Kick your libido into the next gear. We'll be right back with more Transforming Health after these messages.
Fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living The Vital Life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the second part of the show, Nature's Medicines Today. Here's a question. Is it really important for your body to be able to regenerate itself in order to be healthy? Well, I mean, obviously, if you're careful not to harm yourself, you don't cut yourself, you don't bruise yourself, I mean, is there really any reason for you to perform regeneration if you don't harm yourself? Well, obviously it is. It's vitally important that your body is able to regenerate itself if it's to remain optimal and healthy. And a widely accepted view is that most of your body cells are actually replaced every 7 years or so. So it's really safe to conclude that most of our tissues are constantly being turned over, being regenerated in a balance between the constant death of old cells and the constant regeneration of new cells. It's actually believed that the human body is capable of turning over, replacing, replenishing close to 300 billion cells in a 24-hour period. And the ability of our cells to regenerate damaged and naturally dying cells, this is really vital to our living a very long but living a very healthy life. In fact, it's really the key. Your body can't properly carry out the regeneration of its cells if the proper bioavailable nutritional elements are not available. Here's the problem. The natural concentrations of vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients in the foods that we eat have actually been diminishing rapidly over the past 50 years or so. Lower nutrient levels mean the body doesn't get enough of the raw materials it needs to repair and regenerate, and over time, this leads to degenerative diseases and premature aging. On average, fruits and vegetables have lost up to 35% of their nutrients with no end in sight. And, you know, we have to understand that we can blame this on erosion, overfarming, farming, modern food processing, blah, 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 the list goes on. However, regardless of how we got to where we presently are, the fact remains we're in this mess now. And this is why we need to learn from various cultures around the world who are still using nature to regenerate, in the process avoiding many of the degenerative disorders that we North Americans have come to actually expect as the inevitable effects of aging. Today's guest is the author of 14 books on natural medicines from around the world. He's appeared as a guest expert on over 1,500 radio programs, 500 television shows. He's a researcher who has tracked over 20 countries in search of botanical medicines with proven efficacy. Once again, please welcome for the second half of Transforming Health, Chris Killam, the Medicine Hunter. Chris, you've shared with us such incredible insights about cocoa and all the benefits of dark chocolate, 100% cocoa, or at least eating 70%, and you even mentioned that we can get benefits with someone like myself that likes 55% cocoa. But there was a study that just came out from Harvard University on cocoa, and I was hoping you could touch on this.
Sure. Sure. Are you referring to the Harvard study about cardiovascular?
I am.
Well, basically, you know, what we know is that cocoa, and it appears in particular the flavanol group of antioxidant compounds in cocoa, absolutely reduces the risk of heart attack and stroke and high blood pressure. And you know, we have seen cardiovascular studies of different kinds related to cocoa come out through UC Davis for about the past 15, 18 years, and this ongoing work with Harvard and the CUNA. And actually, this information is sort of a continuation of that work, just looking at the unquestionable cardiovascular benefits of cocoa. When you consider that many American adults have high cholesterol, high serum triglycerides overall, have perhaps arteries and veins that aren't as elastic and supple as that they might be, have fatty deposits built up. If you've got something that can actually reverse this or keep this from happening, you've got a major life-saving breakthrough. And so I think that what the Harvard information is pointing to is that this cocoa being certainly the richest food in protective compounds that we know of, 712 compounds that we're aware of, most of which are protective, many of which are in this unusually biologically active flavanol group, this is a life-saving agent. And so the question that everybody's scrambling to figure out now is, how do we capture,
right,
how do we best capture the life-saving, the life-enhancing, the brilliant effects of cocoa in all populations? What about people who can't eat chocolate because
sure,
they're obese and they have diabetes? They may be candidates for high flavanol cocoa-based supplements. You may have a whole bunch of people who can just plain do a big whopping load of, you know, organic cocoa powder in their smoothie every morning. But for sure, the most powerful cardioprotective agent we have ever seen is cocoa.
Interesting. So here's a question for you. If you are supplementing with, let's say, raw cocoa, is there any time of day where you would suggest people not incorporate cocoa into the mix? Like, for instance, how much caffeine is found in natural cocoa?
Cocoa has a very tiny amount of
caffeine.
So
there's no problem taking it in the evening?
You know, except for the extremely caffeine hypersensitive person, no, there is no problem.
Okay, so that's good news. So you could still mix it up in your smoothie a little later on in the day. You know, with the product that we put out, which is called Ultimate Calorie Burn, we've got 1,000 milligrams of this patented chocamine, which is absolutely incredible for the mind. It gives you this mind and body high, and it's very natural, but there is naturally occurring caffeine in it, so I don't recommend that people take it, too late in the day. You know, we spoke a little bit about the natural stimulation of energy through things like cocoa. Let's talk about the opposite. Let's talk about people who are overstimulated, people who are living in this very fast-paced society, who do not deal with stress very well. You are an expert in adaptogenic substances, which are natural plant ingredients that help the body deal with ensuing stress. Tell us about some of these.
Well, the adaptogens represent a relatively small group of plants among the 50,000 medicinal plants that are, you know, used around the world. And the major ones are Rhodiola rosea and Schizandra berries and Eleuthero and Panax ginseng, which I think most people know about. And
what about ashwagandha?
Ashwagandha from India, certainly. The term adaptogen basically has three meanings. First of all, the plant itself must help us to adapt mentally and physically to a broad array of stress factors. So that may be a busy schedule, that may be a difficult work environment like a high altitude or tremendous physical exertion. It can be any number of stress factors, but an adaptogen, first and foremost, helps us to deal with stress more effectively, to basically adapt to it. Secondly, adaptogens, by their nature, are very broad in their activity, so they do a lot of things in the body. They don't do just one thing. They don't, for example, just help you to move your bowels. They have maybe dozens of biological activities each. And thirdly, they must be utterly safe, safe for any population of people at any time.
So when we talk about these adaptogens, I know one of your favorites and one of mine is something called maca. I love Peruvian maca. Tell us why you feel maca is one of the most powerful and healthy of these superfoods.
Well, maca is a root that grows at very high altitude in the Peruvian Andes, and I have spent the last 13 years working with it there. And basically, maca, which looks like a turnip, when it's dried, it's turned into flour, and it can be used to throw into smoothies or to make into foods. It's a staple food of the people who live at 15,000 feet. But it also has profound adaptogenic, mood-enhancing, sex-enhancing, and energy-enhancing properties without any caffeine, without any of the stimulant alkaloids. Maca is something that is very wonderful for enhancing overall endurance and stamina. And for people who have low sex drive due to illness or age or whatever, maca really helps to bring that back up in a kind of a heroic way.
Okay, Chris, let's hold it right there. Let's come back with a little more of a discussion on maca and its sex-enhancing effects, because I've received numerous emails from people, mostly women, by the way, that take my maca, that say it should actually be renamed Ultimate Libido. That's how good maca works to enhance libido. We'll be right back for the final segment of Transforming Health with Brad King. My guest today, Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Don't go anywhere.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the final segment of Transforming Health. We're talking about nature's botanical medicines today. I'll tell you, when I've got a guest like today's guest, the show goes by way too quickly. Sometimes I have to go back and listen to it myself, just as a listener, not as someone who's actually interviewing the person. Please welcome back a researcher who has trekked to over 20 countries in search of botanical medicines with proven efficacy. Chris Killam is our guest today, the medicine hunter. Chris, we spoke about cocoa. We talked a bit about maca, Peruvian maca, growing at 14,000 and 15,000 foot altitudes in the Andes of Peru. You mentioned it being one of the most powerful natural aphrodisiacs or libido enhancers, if you will. Do you think it's a libido enhancer just by virtue of its ability to reduce some of the negative effects of stress in the body, or do you think there's something else going on?
Well, I think that when the systems of the body, I think when we're giving our bodies what we need, when we have lower levels of stress hormones, when things are functioning better, then we're going to experience we're absolutely going to experience a boost in sort of all systems, including sexually.
Right.
So it really just actually makes sense that the adaptogens, rhodiola, ashwagandha, schisandra, panax, ginseng, eleuthero, maca, that these all boost libido. They boost sexual function in interesting ways, too. And you know, we see, for example, perimenopausal and menopausal women who have experienced a reduction in libido wind up consuming maca, wind up consuming rhodiola, and they discover they get their sex drive.
Sure.
And that's a wonderful thing.
Now, here's the thing. I think a lot of people are under the misguidance or misperception that they can't take maca because it's going to interfere with their hormones. It's going to boost their hormones. You hear men saying this, oh no, I've got prostate problems and I'm afraid to boost my testosterone, even though the new research is showing it's estrogen, it's not testosterone that's creating the problem. But maca doesn't really work in that way, does it? It works more as a hormonal modulator, if you will. Can you touch on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, what we know about maca is curious. On the one hand, it absolutely increases sperm production, but oddly enough, it does not increase testosterone
right.
production. And so, it seems that maca works in the sex centers of the brain. And I think what is fair to say is that there are lots of things that we don't know at this point in time about how some of these plants work in the body, but researchers are figuring it out. You have some things like Tongkat Ali, for example, from Malaysia, which just plain, on the one hand, does boost testosterone production in the body, and on the other hand, has the same
lean muscle enhancing effects as taking testosterone. There are lots of herbs out there that have sexual effects.
So, Chris, let's talk about that for a second, because I formulated a product a couple of years ago called Ultimate Libido, which has Tongkat Ali in it. It has the 100-to-1 extract, a significant dosage of it. And I recommend that, men and even women. Women have noticed effects off that too, but I recommend cycling that. What do you think about cycling some of these things that do have an effect on the hormones of the body?
Well, people do talk about that, and I understand that some people think that's a good idea. I'm indifferent to it. I'm not sure that it makes any difference at all.
Okay.
I don't have reason to believe at this point that it actually does make a difference. I could be wrong, but I've never actually had anybody give me sort of solid evidence that it makes a difference.
Okay, so listen, we only have a few minutes left. I'm going to put you on the spot right now, and that is I want you to give the listeners your number one recommendation for women when it comes to some of the, what you would consider the best botanical ingredient out there, and also what would be your recommendation for men?
Okay. For women, I think that if you're really wanting to boost all systems for women, I think ashwagandha, the most popular herb in the 5,000-year-old system of Ayurveda, is the way to go. I would pair that with maca. Then you have a really nutritious, nourishing, energy-enhancing combination of basically rejuvenating factors. I mean, I'd certainly throw cocoa in there because I just think at this point in time it's an imperative.
Okay, so we'll call the cocoa the necessity, and it will go in there in the mix. What about for men?
For men, I'm thinking that Rhodiola rosea is the most amazing thing on earth, pretty much. I think that I see a lot of tired guys on airplanes, is the truth. And if you're taking Rhodiola rosea, you can basically step away from the whole jet lag problem. I would say Rhodiola rosea
with maca and cocoa for men.
Well, with maca, I'd probably also look at one of the other adaptogens, maybe even Schizandra. Just tremendous for improved mental concentration. Tremendous.
Okay. Now, one of the other things I wanted to touch on here, and we don't have much time, is blood sugar disorders. I mean, in my opinion, it's one of the major culprits behind the majority of westernized diseases. What have you found that could be very helpful in helping to either control or balance blood sugar?
Well, certainly controlling and balancing blood sugar is a matter of not consuming the refined carbohydrates. I mean, that's sort of, the 101 part of the program, and avoiding all of the corn syrup solid things. I think also, realistically, using some of the blood sugar modifying herbs if you do have a blood sugar problem, like Gymnema sylvestra, good thing to drink as a tea.
What about holy basil?
Holy basil, I haven't seen as much blood sugar modifying information on that as, say, for example, cinnamon.
Right. Cinnamon is phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, cinnamon's a big deal, big deal. I'm more and more of a fan of cinnamon for blood sugar modulation. Certainly nopal, the cactus that prickly pears come from. The cactus itself is used as salad and as a vegetable, and it's really quite wonderful stuff.
Okay, and Chris, let's end off with this, because the majority of the population suffers from some form of a condition that's either related to or caused by inflammation. I know you're a massive proponent of turmeric from curcumin. Please touch on this.
Well, turmeric root is one of the most extensively studied of all medicinal plants in the world. I mean, it's a culinary agent. If we ate it in the United States in the quantities that they eat it in Asia, we wouldn't need it in supplementary form. But its concentrated pigment, curcumin, is, as it turns out, as powerful and anti-inflammatory, yet vastly safer than the you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, like ibuprofen,
sure,
naproxen, and Celebrex, etc.
And also, it's an anti-carcinogenic compound as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it shows great benefit on top of that for protecting the brain, actually protecting against the development of beta amyloid plaque, which goes hand in hand with Alzheimer's disease.
So, right.
And you look at certain Asian countries where a lot of turmeric root is eaten, there are comparatively low rates of Alzheimer's and some other neurodegenerative diseases.
Chris, you're an encyclopedia of botanical medical wonders. You've been an unbelievable guest. How can people get in touch with you or get more information on what you're doing?
I say hop on to medicinehunter.com, my website, and check out what we've got there. We've got about 60 or 70 TV shows people can look at, probably 50 articles or so, and you
Perfect.
Can just get lost in the pictures.
Chris, please come back. You've been absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, Brad.
This is Brad King. You've been listening to Transforming Health, and we will be back next week as usual with another exciting show. Go out, have yourself an unbelievable week. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.